Mr. President, I rise this morning to speak about this year's National Defense Authorization legislation and the important reforms that are a part of the underlying bill to improve our military's response to sexual assault within its ranks. The men and women in our armed services serve with courage in defense of our freedoms every single day. In my eyes, their service needs to be respected by taking decisive action to address the ongoing crisis, in fact, you can call it an epidemic, of sexual assault in the military. We know that the system is broken, and it is long past time that we fix it. I want to share just one story from a remarkable and brave woman named Rachel, who lives in La Crosse, Wisconsin. Rachel joined the Army in 2004. She was sexually assaulted that same year while she was stationed at Fort Meade in Maryland for advanced individual training. After reporting her assault to her commanding officer, Rachel was interrogated for hours over numerous days and ultimately forced to drop the charge. She was written up for fraternization, and her assailant was not charged with any crime. As you can imagine, Rachel was deeply affected by the trauma of this crime and continues to face struggles with post-traumatic stress disorder. But Rachel is a survivor and a true inspiration. She has turned her pain and courage into a platform for advocacy and service to her community. Working through her organization, Survivors Empowered Through Art, to raise awareness about military sexual assault through the power of art and storytelling. Rachel's story is a reminder that she is not alone, and that we must do everything that we can to make sure that all victims of sexual assault have the support that they deserve. That's why I'm heartened by the many important reforms included in the 2014 National Defense Authorization Act, and very grateful to the bipartisan coalition, in particular of women senators who have worked so diligently to make this change happen. In particular, Senators Gillibrand and McCaskill have led the fight to make these improvements. Their efforts will make a real difference in the lives of countless Americans by preventing sexual assault in the military and greatly improving our support to victims. However, I believe that more must be done to help victims of sexual assault. And that is why I am a proud co-sponsor of Senator Gillibrand's amendment, which would improve on these important reforms by removing the prosecution of major crimes from the military chain of command. Instead, military prosecutors would determine whether to move a case forward, which would eliminate inherent bias and conflicts of interest which currently deter victims from reporting sexual assault crimes in the first place. I'm also filing an amendment to ensure that we're including ROTC programs in our conversations about military sexual assault. Just like we must ensure that our new officers from service academies meet our highest standards, we must do the same of those commissioned in ROTC programs across America.